It's dangerous to dwell on past mistakes because people sort of define themselves by the worst moments that they've ever had. And if that's the case, like, some people are stuck in high school. You know, they're stuck in failures that they had, like, when they were first getting jobs, and they always think that they're a loser, and they don't like the feeling of failure, so they keep low expectations so that they never have to feel that. You gotta get through it. You gotta get through bad feelings, and you get through it by just picking yourself back up and moving forward and going.
Speaking about relationships, one of the most common traumas probably that people are going to go through is heartbreak, right? You're going to be in a relationship that you imagine is going to continue forever, maybe when you're 18 or sometimes when you're 48, then it's going to stop. Have you thought about the neuroscience of what's happening during heartbreak?
When there's a breakup, it's exceedingly hard, especially if the person is young. You know, if you look at suicides after breakups, those are far more common in younger people than they are in older people. Why? Because the relationship represents the whole future. They have no concept that they know there are other people, but it sort of feels like the whole world is shutting down. What's happened is the person is no longer available in time and space. This is why when someone breaks up, you literally have to let them go. But it's almost as if the brain has to think that the person is gone in time and space. This has become much harder with social media. Now we are constantly renewing that the person is still there. And so love and the loss of love and the death grief are virtually identical. It's that motivational state. And this is why it's so hard to not reach out to somebody that you really miss and want back.
So learn and move on. Don't let regret beat you down. Don't be a slave to regret. No, let it teach you. Let it make you better. Let the fear of regret fuel you to take action, to become a better person. Not filled with regret, but filled with knowledge and strength and power and filled with life.
In order for something new to come, something old must go. Let go of what you know until now. You must spill the old tea and pour in new one. Empty the cup and start from the beginning.
Do you know, man, that you can actually mess your life completely up? You can jack it all the way up and you can turn around and get it right. Listen to me, man. You have a great life in front of you, but your great life is in front of you. It's not behind you. What you did back there was learn the lessons to get you to where you are at this particular moment right here.
The only kind of revenge that you can get on a woman is this.
Never.
Say goodbye politely. Keep working hard. Increase your value as a man. Wait 3 years, 4 years, 6 years,
yep.
11 years. Yep. And wait till you are the man and she's just now some chick, 28, 29.
Yeah.
And she's like, Tristan, you know, it should have always been you. Then you can either tell her no or break her heart again.
Yep.
Then you win.
There's no losing, only learning. There's no failure, only opportunities. And there's no problems, only solutions. Failure is the mother of all success. If it wasn't for Michael Jordan getting cut from his ninth grade basketball team, he wouldn't have became Michael Jordan. That all they can do is learn and come back bigger, better, stronger. Because all it's going to do is lead you in the right direction. See, if you're always winning, then you don't really understand what it is to win. You got to take those losses. You got to take those hits. There's got to be the valleys, the peaks, the ups, the downs.
The problem is when people fall into that dark hole, they think that that defines them. But it doesn't. It doesn't define you. It's just you right now. You could be totally different tomorrow. You're a human being. You can think. You can adjust. That's sometimes all you need to do and decide, this is what I do from now on. I have good days. Tomorrow's going to be another good day. And then I'm going to force myself into another good day. And the next thing you know, I've got some momentum. You got some momentum. You could change everything.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.